Last week, Kim gave us a lot of factors that could drive the price. And are we moving up or are we moving down?
Well, we went lower. You know, last week I went through about 7 different things. What's going on in France, you look at Australian production, you look at Argentina, things going on around the world that could result in higher prices. Single in by themselves, they won't, but we talked about building that snowball and getting it rolling. Well, it got to rolling, and of course it got to rolling downhill because I was talking about it going up. And I think what happened there was is that some reports came out this week. We talked about lower production in Australia, and Australian production is lower, but it's not as low as it is expected to be, and they raised it up. They raised Australia's production in some other places, and we just broke through some resistance, and we went 10 or 15 cents lower.
Well, and then the WASDE report came out also.
I think that was another factor that resulted in prices going down. You know, they lowered exports for wheat by 25 million. They increased ending stocks. I think the market anticipated that because when that bearish report came out, prices didn't move at all. They moved in front of the report. And I think that's because the market had relatively good information going into that report, but it didn't make me look too good from last week's present, video.
Well, and then of course there's some news about one of the world's largest importers of wheat. Talk about that.
Well, Egypt, they have rejected their last 2 tenders. One of the reasons is because those tenders had a premium in it called a risk premium of $10 to $20 a metric ton. Egypt may not have enough U.S. dollars, the world market for grains are in U.S. dollars. They may not have enough dollars, or they may not have the financial ability to pay for some of this product they're importing. And so the sellers are putting a risk premium in there. Egypt doesn't like to pay the premium, and so they're refusing to.
Now, let's take all of that information. Where do you see the harvest price for wheat?
Well, right now you got to look what the market's offering in for wheat. The basis you could probably use is minus 50 cents off that KC July contract, which is about 465. So take 50 off, that'll get you about 415.
Wow.
Now, I'm predicting for harvest 450, maybe 475. So something's got to happen between now and then. But you look at wheat and it's not looking very good.
Now let's go to other crops. Let's talk about corn.
Well, the corn will be bid off the December contract, and right now that contract's about 385, something like that. You can look at forward contracts, what the elevators are offering for harvest delivered corn. It's in most of Oklahoma minus 55 under that. Well, it's minus 35 under that. Milo's a minus 55, which is going to get you about $3.20, somewhere in that range. Now, if you get up in central Oklahoma, it's about 35 cents higher, or if you get in the panhandle, it's about 45 cents higher.
Now, you kind of alluded to it there. Let's talk about sorghum.
Well, sorghum's 15 cents below the corn price, what I was talking there. Corn a minus 35 basis, sorghum a minus 50 to a minus 55, so that's going to get you 15 cents lower than corn prices.
And now soybeans.
Soybeans, you've got that November contract about 850. The market 880, the market's about 75 under that. There's a couple places that's a dollar under, but most of them around minus 75. So that'll get you around 8 and a nickel for the harvest price for soybeans.
Bringing all that back to wheat, a lot of guys went out and did the top dress. They've invested in this crop. Should they be worried about that low price for wheat?
Well, I'd be concerned about it, but there's nothing they can do. They just got to wait and see what happens to our price. The price is below cost of production. But if you will look at those wheat contracts, between now and September, there's a 10 cent premium on prices as you go out, and then there's about a 20 cent premium between CEF and DEES. You go out to July of 17, you've got prices, if you take off that 50 cents, that are above $5. So I think, the market's saying that price has to come up, and I believe at some point in time it will come back up above cost of production.
Okay, cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.